refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God. Tuesday, February 7th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Radu Cicogna. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 13, verses 14 to 23.
The Lord said to his disciples, "And when you see the abomination of desolation foretold by Daniel the prophet, standing where it should not, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let the one who is on the housetop not go down and enter to take anything from his house. And let the one who is it in the field not turn back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are with child or have infants at the breast in those days. But pray that your flight may not happen in winter. For in those days will be tribulations, such as have not been from the beginning of the creation which God created until now, nor will be. And unless the Lord had shortened the days, no living creature would be saved. But for the sake of the elect he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if anyone says to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ. Behold, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Be on your guard, therefore. Behold, I have told you all things beforehand."
Dear brothers and sisters, today's Gospel talks about the end of times. Our Savior Jesus Christ tells us how this end of times will look like. For that reason, many people want to know exactly when the end is coming. We have people that predicted the end of the world. For example, we had people that says that the year 1000 will be the end of the world. We have people that says that the year 2000. We have different people in different corners of the world that predicted when the end of the world will come. We have to remind ourselves that a day to God can be 1000 years for us. For these reasons, we might see some of the signs of the end already happening. For example, like the Gospel says, false Christ or false prophets. We see them every day on the street, we see them on TV, we see them on the society we live in. So, can we say that the end is close? The word close, my dear brothers and sisters, is relative. So, for that reason, the best will be not to think about when the end will happen, but rather to think about being prepared if it happens today or tomorrow. So the best question of today is, if the end is coming today, am I ready? And if I'm not ready, what I should do to be ready?
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Radu Cicogna. Reader, Silvia Bota. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily Gospel readings.